This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. It is a day of national prayer and reflection in South Africa as the nation mourns its first black president. Nelson Mandela, who died on Thursday at the age of 95, is being remembered as a Nobel laureate, a statesman, and an exceptional human being who brought change to South Africa and helped change the world in the process. Though his death was imminent for some time, that expectation has not lessened South Africans' grief. NPR's Gregory Warner filed this story from outside a church in Johannesburg.
The day of prayer and reflection began this morning at the African Gospel Church in Orlando, Johannesburg. Fleur Nomtandazo, whose name means flower prayer, has been coming to this church, her great-grandfather's church, every Sunday for the past 6 months to pray for Nelson Mandela's recovery. Today, she's here to pray for his family.
So you're almost smiling.
I am, actually. I mean, we never cry when somebody dies in our church. We celebrate the life that they lived because we believe they're in a better place also.
But Nelson Mandela wasn't just somebody.
And unbelievable thing has happened, because to me it was as if he would never die.
26-year-old Zola Lengisi of Soweto holds two white candles. He plans to light them at Mr. Mandela's house.
We are having expectations that he will arise again.
A few miles away, in an upscale suburb, Colleen Davis also holds candles, as well as the hand of her 9-year-old. She says the country has been saying goodbye since Nelson Mandela's condition first turned critical this summer.
If this happened earlier this year, when we thought he wouldn't make it in hospital, the company was almost in hysteria. But now it's almost a peaceful thank you, it's a peaceful thought, it's actually much better, it's a peaceful passing.
I froze when I heard of the news. It was very difficult.
For Nozipho Ndaba, the last 6 months from the day that Nelson Mandela went to the hospital in June until this Thursday at midnight when she heard the news of his passing, she's felt a profound uncertainty.
I don't know how we're supposed to be feeling. This thing should have happened that time when he was sick, and that time when we expected him to leave us, to depart. He didn't die. And we know for sure that some oxygens have been used. He's been put on hold.
While Nelson Mandela has been on hold, so has the country, she says. Consumer confidence in South Africa today is at a 20-year low. That means that South Africans have never been more pessimistic about their economic future at any time since Mandela was elected president. In most places, that might signal regime change. But the ANC, the ruling party, is widely favored in next year's elections, in large part because Mandela, called here by his tribal name Madiba, has been the face of the party since the mid-70s.
Because since all these years, when we go to the polls, we always go there because we know that Dada Madiba has fought for us, that Dada Madiba is our parents' friends, is like our parent also. But now that he's gone, and whoever will vote for whoever we want to vote for.
She says that kind of clear-eyed democracy is exactly what Mr. Mandela gave his life for. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Johannesburg.